response to President Xi's speech, Taiwan has stressed that democratic freedom is the belief and insistence of its people. And for more on this, Victoria Jen joins us live now from Taipei. Now, Victoria, Taiwan insists on its independent sovereignty despite President Xi's remarks.
That's right, Angela. In response to Chinese President Xi's remarks, Taiwan's presidential office issued a statement saying that Taiwan is an independent sovereignty, which is never a part of PRC. And it quoted that President Tsai Ing-wen as saying that democratic freedom is the core belief of the Taiwanese people. And it added that Taiwan's mainstream opinion also clearly showed the rejection of the one country, two system model. She said that Taiwan's position is firm and that there is no room for compromise in Taiwan's commitment to democracy and freedom. And President Tsai has also expressed that Taiwan's willingness to work with Beijing to find a mutual arrangement to uphold peace and stability across the strait. But analysts are saying, in reality, there is no chance of any breakthrough in that regard. Because for one, Tsai will never back down from her rejection of the One China principle, which has been her stance since she took office in 2016. And this is because the One China policy runs against the pro-independence platform of the ruling DPP. Angela?
Well, on the Chinese side, Victoria, the Chinese leader has promised to never renounce the use of force when it comes to Taiwan reunification. What are the reactions to this in Taiwan?
Well, President Tsai has said in the statement that an armed confrontation is absolutely not an option for both sides, but it would take the responsibility to defend itself in the event of a Chinese attack. President Tsai has earlier pledged that Taiwan would not rely on others for its defense, as it's fully committed to protecting its security and maintaining its democratic way of life. Now, Taiwan is also working to adapt its defense strategy to the changing threat. This especially after China launched an unprecedented military drills that followed U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit in early August. Now, there's a sense that tensions have gone up another notch, and there is a real danger of an open conflict. Now, the government is talking about extending conscription service, and that has spooked many young Taiwanese who will be directly affected. And that has seen a shift in the support for the DPP, as many now prefer a more peaceful solution to the cross-strait issue. Angela?
Victoria, thank you so much for that update. That was Victoria Jen reporting live from Taipei.